Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Otto. It is the Valenti and Rico Show. Stoney in for Valenti. Got Kenny. Got Hatchet. And Jeremy's update, by the way. He mentioned that Soriano, I believe, is who's pitching for the Angels. He's had a decent year. His ERA is 4.50. I don't want to play bring out the old man card, but when I was a kid, if you had a 4.50 ERA, you weren't even in the majors.
No.
Let alone a starter. I mean, it was like if you were like around 3.5, you were considered bad.
Unless you were a strikeout artist.
Right.
And it was either they just light you on fire.
4.50 used to suck. Now it's like, it's decent.
It is different, Stone.
I know. It is definitely different. You know what's different about this Detroit Tiger team, Mr. Beard?
What is that?
Javi Baez is actually playing really good baseball, both with his bat and with his glove, and his glove in center field. He made an unbelievable catch last night to, you know, rob a guy of a home run. He himself hit a home run the day after he hit a grand slam.
Yeah. Now, he's not lighting it up, but he is contributing to this team.
Yeah.
He's getting it done. Like, his fielding, like, it was a joke. Javi Baez out in center. What else could go wrong for this team? It's almost like Scott Harris everything's falling into place for them. Like, who would have thought that this would work, but it's working?
Right.
Tony, he's not bad.
No, and, you know, you got to give AJ credit for thinking about this situation as soon as, you know, Parker Meadows had his problem. And Javi Baez, they said, you know, I played center field when I was a little kid. I loved it out there. I'm still athletic. Yeah. I'll try it.
So to give you guys some numbers here, Javi Baez, 119 OPS plus, meaning he's 19% better than league average. His OPS is 760, and he's batting 291. I mean, take from those numbers what you will.
Right.
But this is, I mean, to say this is better than expected, it's better than we thought possible.
Let me ask you a question. Who is overachieving from our expectations more, him or Torque? I think it's him.
It's him, because from him I expected absolutely nothing.
But we were hoping
than nothing.
We were hoping they would buy him out.
And that's just it. We were all waiting for the day where they said, we just cut the check. We Allen Iverson him. Just go home, Javi.
And were we expecting anything from Torque? I mean, I wasn't.
Because Torque was younger. I'm like, yes. This was his make or break
more
here
than
for
what
me.
Javi. Okay. Javi.
Look, David, I had ridden Javi off, Stoney. I didn't think that he had anything left. I was just shocked he still made the team. Okay. They actually got better when he left and got the surgery done.
Yes. Yeah.
They made the playoffs once he left. I'm thinking, Tigers, that's a hint and a half for you. You're better without him.
Right. The only reason, because once spring training started, we all thought that Javi shouldn't be here and Torque was going to be in Toledo. That's what we thought. And I think the Tigers actually thought that about Torque themselves, and they didn't want to cut the check for Javi because they're the Tigers. Well, lo and behold, you know, here we go. And a few months later, they are cutting a check for Maeda. Yeah. And I know you know, it'll go down as a demerit in this Scott Harris's, you know, good and bad, you know, acquisitions column. But at least they recognize the mistake. They tried to fix him. And after a month, they realize it didn't work. It's not as huge a check, and there's no term really after this year like there is for Javi. So I'm not going to say, oh boy, he's eating money. But you know what? Some teams probably wouldn't eat money, and they are eating money, so I give them credit for that.
Stoney, it really boils down to this. As Kenny said, I mean, 760 OPS, he's actually playing good in the outfield, center field. Like it's gotten to the point where you want to just find something wrong, and you can't, and you just
enjoy it.
My question to Tigers fans, I'm really asking Tiger fans out there, can we give Love another chance?
Yeah.
Can we give Javi another chance? Can we just wipe the slate clean and just look at this Javi? Don't look at the money. No. Don't look over there. Look at what he's doing right now. Can we just give Javi a chance and maybe just realize that he's a key part to this team? Yeah. I can't believe I'm saying this.
No, I know. Look, I'm guilty as charged. What did I say? I said they should get rid of him because you're paying for a pile of poop. And you got to pay for it anyway, but would you rather have the pile of poop in your house smelling it up or outside your house? And I said outside my house. But, you know, lo and behold, I don't know, some sort of magic fragrance, some kind of Febreze on the pile of poop, but it smells nice right now. You know, he's doing a good job.
248-539-9797. Can we give Javi a chance? Like, can we kind of wipe the slate clean and start fresh with Javi Baez? Or are you still like, nah, this ain't going to last? You guys are a bunch of idiots. I can't believe you falling for the banana in the tailpipe.
I know. It's
David? David? Magnum P.I.?
I'm trying to accept him, but I'm not quite there yet.
Well, you don't have to sit there and say he should be playing in the All-Star game or he's going to be this, he's going to be that, but are you at least sitting back and say, you know what? He's playing well. I'm going to enjoy it, and if he gets to be the Javi that I thought he was going to be, then we'll don't worry about that.
So David, you got to wait, because like for me, I've been waiting for the other shoe to drop, and I just think that it's not going to drop. He's never going to be All-Star Javi, but I don't think he's going to be Harvey either.
If you would have told me before training camp that he was going to play well in center field defensively, right, I would have called you crazy.
Yeah.
Robbing people of a home run?
100%. That's not his primary position. He said he wanted to try it out, and I thought, that'll be a fun spring experiment that's never actually going to happen in a game. He's playing well.
Right.
I still need another month of good baseball from him, or at least solid. But there's going to be ups and downs. I just need another month.
And look, you know, there are guys who are going to start coming back. Veerling, Margot, and who knows, Parker Meadows maybe. And we'll see what happens.
But I mean, he's out there looking like Parker Meadows.
I know. I mean, he's made two catches so far. He had the Willie Mays one a few weeks ago where he ran on the, and then the one last night was unbelievable.
It just leaves me like, what am I watching here? And maybe we've been too hard on Javi.
No, we haven't been too hard. He deserved all the criticism.
So can we change the criticism and say, you know what? Maybe Javi Baez is somebody we need in the everyday starting lineup.
Yeah, well, right now with all the injuries, yes, we do. They do. They definitely do need him.
And I think that's why I'm not sold yet. It's because what happens when everyone gets healthy? Where do we put him? Are we going to say, yeah, we absolutely need him in the lineup? I don't know if we will.
Well, I don't know where you're going to put him because Meadows is further away than Veerling.
At this point, put him at catcher. I mean, he can do everything, I guess, because he can play center field. But to answer David's question, that's going to be dictated by his play.
Correct.
If he continues some sort of consistency,
yes,
he's got to keep playing every day.
Right, and I don't care where. I mean, if Meadows comes back, Meadows is obviously the center fielder. Javi can play anywhere. And you know what? I mean, hopefully he'll have a May like he had last year. But, you know, if Colt Keith keep struggling, then there's your guy to send down if you worry about, you know, who's going to roster spots and things like that. I mean, Javi can play it. You know, he keeps hitting the way he is. He's more of a DH than Colt Keith. right?
I'm sitting there and I'm watching, like, I thought this guy was done.
We all did.
He's Javier Bayes. That's what he is.
Yes.
With Javier Bayes.
Maybe that changed. Maybe that turned it around.
Maybe. We're joking, but once he said Javier Bayes, like, you're not Javi, you're Javier. Yeah. You're not last year you were Harvey Bias.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're Javier.
Yeah.
And it's working.
Keegan-Michael Key, man, he threw out the first ball at Comerica Park opening day, and he turned Javi around.
Because I'm watching him, and it's really the play out in center field. Like, I thought that this was just AJ make, you know what, this is manager talk, and you just don't want to say, we'll find a place for him. You did. He's actually holding his own out
yes,
there.
Yes, good for him. Good for freaking.
But not good enough for David, though.
I know. 97 won the ticket.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We're talking a little Tiger baseball. They go for their second in a row tonight against the Angels out in Anaheim. Tarik Skubal on the mound for the Tigers, coming off a really good performance. The last time he pitched, he's a good pitcher, you know that? All right, but we're talking about the renaissance of Javi Baez. It's been incredible. He's hitting, you know, doing, what's he hitting, about 300, you said, Kenny? You're right below there. He's got a really good OPS. He's got home runs in back-to-back games. But more importantly, he's been playing center field, and he robbed someone of a home run last night. He made a great catch the other day. He hit a grand slam the other day. He hit a home run. You know, it's been amazing because everybody thought that he was done. And the only reason he was with the team is because they didn't want to just waste the money. But he's proven himself. And how long it'll last, we don't know. But it's good. And, you know, and it's okay for people to come out and say, I was wrong. And it is a small sample size. But it looks like I was wrong. Most of us were wrong. Most of us didn't want to even see him in the lineup.
I'm willing to admit that, you know what, this is a different Javi.
Yeah.
This is not the Javi that we've seen. This is not the guy who is like, get this guy off the team, buy him out, do what you got to do. Chris, cut the check. And I get it. David wants a little bit more.
The other thing I like about him this year, his strikeouts are still relatively high, but he's swinging. He's not chasing.
He's not getting struck out by Sister Jean.
Yeah, and he's not swinging at pitches that are like the worst pitches you've ever seen.
He's not embarrassing.
Right.
The bar was so low, and he's clearing it. And he's clearing it with ease. And I don't know if that we're being unfair because we set the bar so low for him. But it's like, you know, he's not bad.
No, you're right. At the plate, he looks so much better. But it's in the field that I was a little worried about when they decided, oh, he's going to play center. Because I remember that show, guys. I remember us looking at it, and I thought he was just, you know, shagging balls in center field that day. And the news comes out later in the day, no, he's going to play center. And I was like, oh, no.
We're really doing this.
What is this going to look like? This is going to be embarrassing. But I just looked at the play again, just again. And he just looks so comfortable out there, tracking the ball, running, timing the jump. That looks like I've done this before, and I'm ready for this.
And guys, maybe it's just being out in center field away from everybody. It's a calming factor. It allows him to think. And, yeah, he can just react because he looks like a better player. 248-539-9797. You're willing to admit, hey, Javi's pretty good. We're going to give Love another chance. We're going to give Javi another chance. Dave, a couple ticket texts, and then we'll hit the phone lines.
Javier Baez, the last 13 games, is batting a lot better than Torkelson. Go figure. Guys, who's Javi? There's a guy that we have this year named Javier Baez, though. Shh. Don't jinx it. Keep calling him Javier Baez.
Okay, Javier. Yeah.
We don't love this new Javier. We love the new Javier Baez. I'm all in on the second chance. That is Derek in Chesterfield. Maybe Javi's injuries were really holding him back last year. That's the only thing I can think of from BC.
It's possible the hip was bad, but he was bad the year before, too, though.
Right, before the hip injury, yes. Correct.
How much would we have to pay the Tigers PA announcer, one of our old buddies who does some of the games, Ryan Woolley, to when he comes up to the plate and introduce Javier Baez? He might lose his job if he did it.
I don't think you would lose your job. You know what it would become?
Yes,
I think it would be great.
David,
I think it would be like Mason. Mason did Detroit basketball, he said the story was the place was empty, and he thought he was about to get fired and was just like.
Because he did something totally different.
And he just did it, and I'm hearing it last night. And everybody now knows it.
Yeah.
Javier. Batting, Javier Baez.
Javier Baez.
He should do it.
Mike in Utica, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, so really quick, I guess try to be as quick as possible for you, but I obviously there's a psychological component, but in my mind, I go back to a couple years ago where A.J. Hinch was on, you know, in front of the media, and he's like, look, you know, you guys keep hitting him with this, but nobody hates this more than him. And then, Javier was in front of the media, and he's like, you know, you could see it. Like, it was on his sleeve. Like, he was disappointed in himself. And I feel like last year watching the team trend up and he was not a part of it, like, maybe that's the switch. But I feel like the conversations between the two have probably been very open and honest. And those guys have communicated, and that's probably leading to him becoming more successful because he's being reminded by AJ, you're a World Series champion. You were an integral part of that team. You're somebody who can play in this league. And, you know, maybe he got to a point where he was getting down on himself. But I like to think maybe that the concept is A.J. Hinch is a great coach, and he's getting the most out of a player that is now refining himself.
That could be part of it. Look, nobody ever accused it. Thanks for the call, Mike. Of Javi, like, dogging it or not. It was never a work ethic or a hustle thing. It was just an awful performance issue. That's what it was. And by the way, the fact that they sent, they DFA'd Maeda, kudos for doing that. Do you think the pitch he had the other night had anything to do with it? Did you see that?
I don't think it helped.
I think that was probably the last straw. Like, what the hell are we doing?
If Javi wasn't playing so well, somebody would have superimposed him and made a video of him swinging at it.
Oh, you know what? You're absolutely right. And then the crazy thing is the next pitch, he hit a guy. He hit the same. It was crazy. All right.
Bad stretch there.
Yes.
Let me read a couple more ticket texts here. Someone says, hey, guys, in the perfect world, Baez has a great year and decides to opt out of the remainder of his contract. That's from George in Farmington Hills. Well, he doesn't have any more opt-outs. His opt-out was only for 2023, after the 23 season. So we're stuck with him no matter what, guys. Yeah. Don't think that he's going to have a great year and then he's gone.
No.
Dylan Dingler is also a surprise. Our future number one catcher. That is from Jason.
By the way, Nito, the guy who replaced Jake Rogers, he's pretty good. He hits better than Rogers does.
Bye-bye, Rogers. Javier plays has virtually made up the fact that Meadows is out hurt. His play has really helped the team so far. That is Drew in Woodhaven. hard for me to separate when they spell it like that. I don't know if I'm supposed to say Javier or Javier.
Well, if you're going to say Javier, just spell J-A-V-E-E-R.
Thank you. That'll help me out a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay?
Yes, exactly.
That's his twin brother playing for us now, guys. Aaron in a truck.
Oh, man.
And then someone says, in fairness, his injury, Harvey's injury, was a hip injury, and it was a degenerative situation. So that definitely bothered him and had an effect on the way he played.
So Harvey was hurt, and Javier took the medical attention and made it work, right? It's incredible.
Yeah, all I know is you're watching this guy, and it's just like, you know what? Maybe we were wrong. Maybe. Center field was the answer for him.
According to Josh in a truck, he says, look at his BABIP and his StatCast batted ball profile. It isn't real. He's still Harvey. There's somebody that's going to be negative.
Well, look, I don't think anybody's sitting here saying he's going to be, you know, be in the All-Star game. It's just been a pleasant surprise. And you just need guys, especially when guys are hurt, that you're going to count on to fill in and do a good job. And thus far, he's done a hell of a job. It's that simple.
That's the thing, because you're right. We have so many injuries that you don't want to collapse and just be so bad because, oh, my gosh, we're missing so many guys. He's just keeping us afloat right now. Keep winning series. Keep doing your thing to help us do that.
No, he's earning his spot in the lineup is what he's doing. But I think the hate for Javi Baez is so permeating that you can't look to see what this man is actually doing right now.
We hate Javi. We love Javier. Yeah. 97 won the ticket. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. On a Friday, Mark Ryan will take over at 6 o'clock.
Javier Bays.
He's the man. The man of the hour is Javier Bays. We'll see how long it'll continue.
Yeah, some more ticket text is coming in on that. Someone just said, Javier is my tiger. This is nuts. I totally wrote off the man. He's a ball player. And then someone else says, Javier Bays is the new Bison Dele.
No,
they mean name change.
Oh.
Okay. From Brian Williams to Bison Dele, okay. They do not mean the other thing.
No, I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just thinking of Bison Dele didn't get better. He was better as Brian Williams.
I think he was better as Bison Dele.
I don't know about that. He was pretty good with the Bulls. Right?
I don't want to think about him as a Bull.
Oh, well, it's not like John Sally or Ben Wallace is a Bull.
Yeah, you're right.
He was a Bull first.
He was.
You're right. It's like Chelios.
Well, John Sally
was in Chicago first.
Yeah.
He's just collecting rings.
Buddha. Buddha became a Bull at one point.
I understand. Sally was just found a way to be at the end of a bench and wave a towel.
I know. He got one for the Lakers, too, I think, didn't he?
He got one for everybody. Oh, you about to win a title? I can wave that towel. Yeah. Remember me? I used to be good.
Well, unfortunately, there'll be a...
You're exactly right. Hey, what are you doing here? You're doing nothing. You're contributing nothing. I don't know, man. But someone says, Javi's advanced stats show that regression is likely.
Oh, yeah.
Look at his Baseball Savant page.
Okay.
Wow.
We understand. That's not what we're not sitting here saying. The guy's going to be in the All-Star game.
Can I take a quick timeout?
Yeah.
This is why I don't like really watching or talking baseball with the baseball nut statistic people.
Analytics people.
The analytics folks can't be happy. Well, you know, if you look at this, or you can just sit here and watch what you're watching.
Right.
Okay, you're looking pretty damn good today. Yeah, but, you know, if you look at the launch angle and the blah, 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 it's like, did he get a hit or not?
Right. My problem with the analytics.
Well, it was a hit, but it wasn't a good hit.
I think some analytics make sense, like OPS makes sense, and there's a few others that make sense. War, nobody's ever explained to me exactly how they figure out war.
It's an imaginary number. You're saying it's not tangible. It's purely speculation.
Right. And I believe there are a lot of people, baseball geeks, whatever, who could tell you everything they think is correct about the game, about a player,
and never have to watch the game. They just go to the data.
Right. It's like it's taking the fun out of the game because they basically tell you, yeah, what you're watching, it's not really good. He's really this and he's gonna do this and he's like, all right, well, you know what? Right now, he's doing pretty good.
Right.
So let me just enjoy right now. And 2 months from now, if he sucks, he sucks.
There are those who believe that RBIs is a bogus stat.
Well, I remember. Are
you serious?
Growing up, if you were a 20-game winner as a pitcher,
right,
you were an all-star. And now it's like, well, that really doesn't mean much. Well, it means you won 20 games.
Yeah, I know. But I think the win stat is overrated. That's where I'll go for the analytics. Go.
Okay.
Because WHIP and ERA to me are more
important. Sorry. You won a game.
I know.
That's the ultimate stat, right?
But did you win a game?
No, but that's a team thing.
Right, yes, exactly.
Not an individual pitcher stat.
As opposed to some of the other things that to me.
So you'd rather winning, have a pitcher that loses 20 games.
No, what I'm saying is winning matters. But there are some times, and it happened a lot. You see it now with Scooble. You used to see it with Verlander. Would not get a win because something had happened behind him.
I'm not saying that if you don't win 20.
What I'm saying is it doesn't matter because it depends on the team.
Right, but David, normally, yes, for some of those games, your team bailed. But if you were a 20-game winner, it means you were a damn good pitcher. When you went out there, chances are.
Not all the time, though.
I didn't say every game.
Majority of the time, Rico's right.
Magnum, P.I., don't you got something else better to do? Did you go extend Castex football field past 93 yards?
I think you should just spend your whole weekend, David, with your family watching Mr. Bays tonight.
I think I will watch Bays tonight.
It'll be baseball. There's the slogan. Baseball is back. Can you picture Javi?
Hey. Javier.
Baseball's been very, very good to me. All right, I'm going to stop. Mark Ryan is here.
Gentlemen, how are we doing? What's up? I enjoyed the Kentucky Derby facts and stats. Mm-hmm. The only question is, who is going to win? Is it going to be the wife knows everything or the wife doesn't know?
Yeah,
they're not in this race this time.
No. Really? Well, I'll tell you, I'm not a horse racing guy. I've always felt like it perfectly describes my sex life. 4 hours of hype for 2 minutes of action. That's been my life, my entire existence. No. I'm Mark Ryan, and I disapprove of this message. Yeah.
I'm gonna pick journalism. I know it's kind of the favorite, but I'm a big fan of journalism.
There you go.
not fake news, journalism.
We didn't run any of those today, did we?
No, we did not.
Do we have journalism?
Yeah, give me 1 second. I'll find that. Let me see if the president's available.
Yeah, the president may have something to say about this.
There's no such thing as journalism in this country anymore. What are you talking about?
What about Sandman? Do we have no Mariano Rivera reference?
No, but I think
if Sandman wins the Kentucky Derby that they play the song from Metallica after he wins, like blaring it over the speakers at Churchill. The
president does want to speak on American Promise, though.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, Mark, what do you got going?
Man, I don't know how to recover from that. I really don't. We've got a town hall meeting on the end of the Pistons season. Can Cade acquire the clutch gene? The nostalgia of the series and the question marks that remain. The Detroit Lions over-under is an easy call for me, but the direction I take may surprise.
Am I allowed to ask, or is it we have to wait? You got to wait, man.
Oh. This is a tease.
Okay.
The Shedeur Sanders prank call makes me arrive at an uncomfortable level of vulnerability with you. Okay, I realized how much stuff I did just like that kid in my early days.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to immediately write him off. Oh, this is a horrible person. Then I started thinking, what sorts of things would I do?
Let me ask this question, Mark. In the realm of we know it was wrong, we know it was bad. But in the realm of pranks, it was a pretty good prank, wasn't it?
It was really actually pretty good.
I know.
And if you find that in your dad's office, how many of us early 20s wouldn't have done the same thing?
Here's how I told Stoney. It's funny, except for that was his moment. Now imagine your son, wedding day, and somebody ruins the day.
Yep.
for a prank. Are you going to think that's a pretty good prank?
No.
You're going to hate him.
No, I was.
You're going to hate whoever did it,
I hate him, but it was a good prank.
Okay. You know
what?
I'm going to come up with a prank, and I dare you to get angry.
I was just thinking the same thing.
I dare you to get angry.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.